When you are taking your time to respond to a text or call, you're allowing your woman to wonder about you, which only raises her interest. This shouldn't be too hard to accomplish, considering you're supposed to be on your purpose, not playing Madden, faking high value. 3. Always check your woman. Men must understand that the testing with women never ends. It's always ongoing, even if the woman is head over heels in love with you. Women are backwards. The more you care, the more they test. They have to make sure you're not getting booty whipped. She wants you to care, but not to the point where she starts to run the relationship. When she tests you, you have to check her. If you don't, this will lower her interest because you're starting to let her walk all over you. Even in this feminist society we live in today, no woman wants to have a man who can't stand his ground. It makes her feel that if you can't stand up to her, then how in the hell could you stand up for her if she was in some sort of danger? It shows a lack of confidence and a scarcity mindset. A lack of confidence is like kryptonite to a man. Nothing kills attraction worse than a man who loses confidence. 4. No validation. Women love validation and hate it at the same time. What I mean by that is women love to hear how good they look, but it causes them to lose interest because you've just killed the mystery of her wondering, do you even like her? It's always better when the woman thinks she likes you more than you like her. You keep her submissive that way also. Complimenting women makes them look at you as more of a fan than a potential mate. Keep her chasing your validation and don't give it out so freely. 5. No dates after the second date. We all know that women have no problem using men to pass time. It can be kind of difficult at times to tell what a woman's intentions truly are. Is she looking for free dates and attention, or is she genuinely interested? Well, one way you can find out is by not taking women out on dates past the second date if she still hasn't come back to your place by the end of the second date. If she has come back to your place by the end of the second date, you can take her out one more time, but if you haven't slept with her by the end of the third date, stop taking her out. If you haven't slept with her by the end of the third date, you simply invite her over so the both of you can cook dinner together. This will allow you to make your move. If you don't sleep with her by the end of this date, cut your losses and move on. She's more than likely using you for free attention, and her interest is extremely low. The only exception I would make to this rule is if she's offering to pay for a date. If that's the case, she's probably just being careful, but to be honest, this is extremely rare. 6. Keep your non-sexual attention to a minimum. Women are notorious for using men for their non-sexual attention. Women need your attention for validation and to feel better about themselves. Keep your phone and text conversations to a minimum. Don't let women use you while they sleep around with other guys. If she's not sleeping with you, best believe she's sleeping with someone. Men have to learn that our attention is worth something. Women have the mindset that their sexual attention is worth something. Men have to have the same mindset when it comes to our non-sexual attention. 7. Nothing comes before your purpose. As a man, nothing should come before your passion and purpose. At the end of the day, women come and go out of your life, but your purpose is there forever. Women have the edge on men due to Mother Nature giving them a vagina. Your purpose is what evens the playing field. A man without a purpose, or a man who's not focused on his purpose, is a man with a void that needs filling, usually by a woman. Most men without a purpose repulse women because they're way too needy. In reality, a man could have many more options if he'd focus more on his purpose and less on women. 8. Never be a woman's friend. When you agree to be a woman's friend, you're essentially trying to backdoor your way into her pants. Women have no respect for a man who's willing to be her friend in hopes of one day getting a chance to get in her pants. Women know men who have options would never relegate themselves to being their gay male girlfriend. It's weak and shows no self-respect. If you want to sleep with a woman, just be direct about your intentions. Let her know you only want something romantic with her. If she declines, that's her choice. But you have a choice also, and your choice should be to keep it moving. Now don't get me wrong, you can be friends with a woman, but only if you don't have any romantic desires. 9. Keep your dates cheap. Dating can be a costly thing if you're not careful about spending on dates. Spending tons of money on dates, trying to impress women, doesn't work. It only lowers their attraction, because the mere fact that you feel like you need to impress her with a fancy date means you're subconsciously letting her know that she's of higher value than you. You're basically being a try-hard. I'm not saying expensive dates won't work, but they'll only put you in the beta male provider category. You want to be in the alpha category. That's the guy she sleeps with who doesn't spend a dime, or very little at least. Keeping dates cheap also makes it easy to pull out if you don't like the pace she's moving at, or her attitude for that matter. 10. Never ask a woman for a relationship. Men with options have a natural tendency to play the field as long as possible. Women know this. A man asking a woman for a relationship causes two problems. It's asking a woman for something she's not ready for yet. Women generally take longer to develop those feelings of wanting a serious relationship. Most men are ready to get married if the woman is a 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. Women typically need more before they're ready to settle down. It also shows a scarcity mindset, which is always a big turnoff for most women. Women are the gatekeepers to sex and a relationship. Neither happens unless the woman says so. Men just have to carry themselves as high-quality men and let the woman do the choosing. Low tolerance. The first step to becoming a high-value man is to develop low tolerance for women's crap. Thanks to feminism, women try to take the lead from the start these days. To gain respect from women, they need to know from the start you will not be tolerating any BS. Women need to know that you will walk on a moment's notice if they misbehave. As with most things in life, women respond to action, not threats. There's been times in my life when I would break up with women only to have them beg me back. It's easy to make a woman submit once she's begged you back, because now she sees you don't do idle threats. Low tolerance means I run the ship. The woman follows your lead. The funny thing is, feminine women want to be led by a masculine man. Only women in their masculine energy try to lead men. Only men in their feminine energy, with a scarcity mindset, would allow a woman to lead them. Due to feminism, there are a lot of men in their feminine energy, unfortunately. The main reason I'm writing this book is to help men be men again. Too many men are in their feminine energy. Hopefully this book starts to change this. Let's talk about some of the things you should have low tolerance for. The number one thing you've got to make women respect is your time. Showing up late for dates or flaking on dates last minute are both examples of a woman not respecting your time. If a woman flakes on a date with you, make sure the next couple of dates are at your house. If she shows up late for a date, make sure you check her and she buys the first round. You have to let women know you are a busy man and you don't wait on people. Now this is where being on your purpose comes in handy. If you are focused on your purpose and not at a woman's beck and call, she'll already know this. She'll be on time and excited to see you because she doesn't know when or if she'll see you again. When you are readily available, women tend to think your time is easy and abundant. Always present yourself as a high-value man. That way women always respect your time. Women can tell how many other viable options a man has just by how much of her crap he tolerates. These tests women give men are commonly known in the dating world as shit tests. Basically, the more shit you take from a woman, the less value she gives you, because a man who takes crap off women obviously doesn't have many other viable options, because if he did, he would stand up for himself. A woman can never love you if she doesn't respect you. If it's love you're looking to get from women, then you have to earn her respect first. Always stand your ground with women. Investment. Dating can be very time-consuming and expensive. I advocate keeping your time and financial investment very low. Women can be very fickle. One minute they're all over you, the next moment they're not returning your calls. Now, to be fair, this is mainly due to men losing their way by focusing on the woman more than their purpose, but nonetheless, it is still frustrating. Unless you are a seasoned dating expert, you're going to waste a lot of time and money with women who never really had high interest in you to begin with. You're going to run into women who only use men for free dates and attention, but you can minimize the damage by following my 3-date rule. Women need men's attention. Attention gives women the validation they need to feel beautiful and wanted. Most women on the outside carry themselves like they're very confident, but on the inside they have very low self-esteem. Women develop this low self-esteem from comparing themselves to the supermodels on magazine covers and other beautiful women. Also, women know what they look like first thing in the morning before they put on their mask. A female's mask is makeup, eyeliner, weave, girdle, all of that. Women use these things to hide their flaws and raise their sexual market value. Women instinctively know that most men are only concerned with looks, so women know the way to attract the highest quality man they can is to look their absolute best. Men should do nothing to alleviate women's fear of not looking good enough. Never give a woman your validation. Giving women validation only makes them take you for granted. You always want a woman to wonder how you feel about her. This anxiety is what causes a woman to develop feelings of attraction for you. Always keep the initial dates as cheap as possible. Giving women fancy dates right from the start also makes women think you're trying to impress them. Essentially, what you're doing without knowing it is telling the woman she's of higher status than you. You need to send the signal to the woman that you're good enough as is. She needs to know that you are a high-value man with options and you don't need to impress women with fancy dates. Women don't date guys who they perceive as having lower value than them. If you don't remember anything else I teach you in this book, always remember this. Women date up. So always present yourself as a high-value male that has plenty of options. Keep your non-sexual attention to a minimum. Your non-sexual attention includes things like talking on the phone and friendly dates that lead nowhere. These are examples of your non-sexual attention. A man has to put value on his non-sexual attention. Women won't value your non-sexual attention if you don't. If you give it away freely, women won't fight for it. Women need to know that when you call to set a date, that they need to very damn well try to make it happen. If not, it might be a couple of weeks before your schedule clears up again, so they have a sense of urgency. Women do have plans sometimes, but you want to be the reason she flakes on the other guy. Don't be the guy she's flaking on because you're so predictable. Women get bored easily because they can get sex anytime they feel like it, so a man who's not a challenge is boring to them. It's all a game to women, so men need to stay focused on their purpose so women see them as a prize. Men who give women tons of their non-sexual attention usually end up in the friend zone. Women know men who have other female options would never give women the opportunity to use them for their non-sexual attention. Women think men who give their non-sexual attention away freely are not desired by other women. Men who value their non-sexual attention don't freely give it away. Alpha males and beta males. The difference between an alpha male and beta male is simply mindset. To be more specific, an abundance mindset and the ability to enjoy being alone. Alpha males and beta males. The difference between an alpha male and a beta male is simply mindset. To be more specific, an abundance mindset and the ability to enjoy being alone. Beta males typically need women's validation and hate being alone. That scarcity mindset and fear of being alone keeps a man from standing up to women. Contrary to what you see on TV, women like a man that's not afraid to check them. When a man fears being alone and doesn't have an abundance mindset, he can't stand up to a woman due to fear of pissing her off and her leaving him. This weak behavior causes a woman to lose attraction. The only woman who will stick it out with a man like this are women who are into their masculine energy with a feminist mindset. No woman in her feminine energy would tolerate such a weak man. Alpha males have an abundance mindset which comes off as confidence, which is very attractive to women. It's not that the alpha is so confident. It's just that he really has no fear of loss due to his abundance mindset and the ability to be alone. This arrogance is what leads women to run to the alpha. If you want to become a true alpha male, you need to adopt that kind of mindset. This mindset carries over into the real world. Alpha males typically work for themselves. The same abundance mindset that works on women is the same mindset that carries the alpha in the workforce. Beta males are burdened by the same scarcity mindset that hinders them with women. As the old saying goes, alpha fucks, beta bucks. Women typically like dealing with the alpha males when they're at their hottest. That's usually between the ages of 18 to 28. Once they reach their late 20s and early 30s, they start looking for the beta male providers. They now realize that the alpha is only interested in sleeping with as many as he possibly can. The unattractive or no charisma beta male now looks like a winner. The out-of-prime female biological clock is ticking, and she wants kids in marriage. But here's the thing. They'll still cheat with the alpha on the side from time to time. Beta males need to understand something about women. They still need a man they can look up to from time to time. Beta males let their woman lead the relationship, because they've let the woman get the upper hand in the relationship through female manipulation. Women like a strong masculine man that takes charge. Unfortunately, that's usually an alpha male. So, the woman has the choice to be with an irresponsible or non-committal alpha male who lights her fire, or a weak beta male who lets her run the relationship. Who does she choose? The answer is usually both. There's a reason most beta males feel so insecure all the time. Deep down, they know their woman desires a more masculine man. These insecurities usually lead the beta male to ruining their relationship. The beta can tell something's up, but just can't catch it. That doesn't stop him from constantly showing the insecurities that eventually push her away. Few men are born alpha. I myself was a certified beta male up until I was 27 years old. At the tender age of 27, I had an epiphany. I simply realized I didn't need to constantly have a girlfriend in my life anymore. I got comfortable being alone. Even before finding my purpose, I was comfortable being alone. Finding my purpose has really helped me feel more comfortable being alone. Being on your purpose occupies a lot of time. It can keep you from spending money frivolously on stupid things like going out to clubs and online dates with less than attractive women. I've mentioned being on your purpose quite a few times in this book, and that's for a reason. Being on your purpose and mission in life sets everything in order. As the old saying goes, purpose fixes everything. You can't start to be an alpha male until you've learned to be alone. That means that unless a woman is 100% of what you want, you have the strength to keep it moving. That's why I'm single. I haven't met the perfect woman for me. Does she exist? Maybe, maybe not. So, until that time, I'm perfectly fine staying single and mingling. Masculine and feminine energy. Perhaps the biggest turnoff to a woman is a man in his feminine energy. A man is supposed to stay in a strong masculine state. That means never letting a woman or anything for that matter get you rattled. A masculine man always remains calm. Getting emotional or moving off center means you're moving into your feminine energy. I think it's safe to say that every man gets emotional from time to time. That's because men and women both have masculine and feminine energy. The problem comes when a man moves too far into his feminine energy and the woman moves too far into her masculine energy. Some women naturally carry more masculine energy, but more times than not, it's due to feminine men. A man in his feminine energy moves a woman into her masculine energy. If you have a girlfriend or wife right now, and she's acting bitchy, and you're looking for someone to blame, go take a look in the mirror. It's all your feminine behavior that has her acting bitchy. Being bitchy is a female's version of masculinity. Never let a woman lead the relationship. That's a surefire way to move your woman into her masculine energy. A man should always lead the relationship. That means you make the plans for outings and the like. You lead, she follows. Never yell or argue with women. That's feminine energy. Being too far into your masculine energy also could lead to your woman losing sexual desires for you. When a woman is having sex with you, she's in a submissive position. It's practically impossible for a woman who's not submissive to her man to submit to him in the bedroom. If you want your woman to submit to you in the bedroom, then you better damn well make sure she's submitting to you outside of the bedroom. It's that simple. Developing a masculine frame. One of the biggest components to being successful with women is developing and maintaining a masculine frame. You can't just wake up one day and become more masculine. This is years of learned behavior. The best way to become masculine is to hang around more masculine men. We tend to mimic the behavior of those around us. This is how we develop an accent. Once you start to live around a group of people long enough, you start to adopt their voice pitch. That's how much we adapt to what's around us. Our voices change to match our surroundings. We live in a society where a lot of men, especially black men, are raised by women, and thanks to feminism, even for men who were raised with a father in the household, the mother generally runs the household. We are what we hang around with, guys. If you want to be more successful, hang around more successful people. If you want to reach your fitness goals, you need to hang around people who are living a healthy lifestyle. If you want to develop a masculine frame, you need to hang around masculine males. Developing a masculine frame is one thing, but it's a whole other ballgame to maintain it when you are out with the woman of your dreams. In a situation like this, the only way you're going to be able to maintain this masculine frame is to genuinely believe you are entitled to this woman. It's natural for a man to turn into an entertainer or, as I like to call them, a dancing monkey during the date. This comes from the deep-down belief that you alone is not good enough. You subconsciously try to compensate for this lack of SMV by becoming her entertainer for the night. This is where the self-improvement comes into play, to increase your confidence so you get a sense of entitlement. That sense of entitlement is going to turn the woman on. Women date up, not down, and becoming her entertainment for the night is a one-way ticket to the friend zone. Women can always tell when a man is compensating. Being a try-hard is definitely not the way to go. Validation. It was once upon a time that a man could give a woman a compliment. That day is long gone. Today, that's considered weak behavior. Don't get me wrong, women like compliments, just like they always have, but the difference is, thanks to social media, women don't appreciate it. Social media has devalued a man's compliment and validation. Here's the thing. Women tend to date up. Complimenting women is a sign of lower status. You are subconsciously communicating to the woman that you usually don't date women of her caliber. Essentially, you're saying, "I'll do anything to get a date with you, Your Majesty. I'll do anything to make you happy, Your Highness." If you don't remember anything else said in this book, always remember this. If you treat her like a celebrity, she's going to treat you like a fan. Most women biologically can't be attracted to a man she perceives as lower class unless she thinks of him as a provider. That's a beta male provider, to be exact. That's the old beta bucks, alpha fucks coming back into play. Never give a woman your validation. You want her to chase your validation. You don't just give it to her. Women have very low self-esteem for the most part. They get their self-esteem from men's attention and validation. Men's attention is validation to a degree. That's why you don't want to give a woman a lot of your non-sexual attention. When you give women a lot of your non-sexual attention, you are basically saying, "You are more important than my purpose, friends, and family." A woman should rank about fourth or fifth in your life priorities. You want a woman to look up to you, not the other way around. Always let a woman wonder where you stand as far as your feelings go and stay unpredictable. A predictable man is a boring man. When you are boring, this will cause the woman to purposely cause drama or pull back to stir things up a bit. A predictable man never gives a woman reason to engage her feelings. Women love a mystery. A man that doesn't give a woman his validation is very unpredictable. That's why it's easier to keep the women you have low attraction for instead of the women you have high attraction for. You're constantly validating the ones you have high attraction for without even knowing it. From the way you look at her to the way you constantly want to touch her. When on a date, keep your hands to yourself. If she's not wondering whether you like her or not, you're losing. On dates, keep your hands to yourself. Don't gaze into her eyes all night, displaying your high interest. Returning her phone calls in 2 minutes. These are examples of high interest. Displaying high interest is validation to women. Never do anything that displays your interest level. To be on the safe side is always best if a woman thinks she likes you more than you like her. Where to meet women. The biggest mistake I've seen men make on the dating scene is leaving the house looking for women. I think it's safe to say everybody knows you never find anything when you're looking for it. The best mindset is to just be out enjoying your life and not looking for women. Myself, I just let women do the choosing. Now, when I say choosing, I don't mean I expect a woman to come up and approach me. I simply mean I wait for IOI, or indicators of interest. These IOIs can be subtle, so you must be observant. Some of these IOIs include a woman staring at you, coming and standing near you and making conversation about nothing. The reason I prefer to wait for choosing signals is women will use you for free dates and attention. In my experience, women who are sending off IOIs are genuinely interested, not trying to use you. Now, you do have your share of attention whores, but they usually reject you once you make an approach. They only wanted your validation. At the end of the day, women do the choosing. By that I mean us men would pretty much sleep with anything moving. It's women who are, quote-unquote, the gatekeepers to sex. That's why I said women do the choosing. Can you go up to a woman who hasn't displayed IOIs and get her? Of course you can, but I want men to just present themselves as the best candidate and let women do the choosing. Looking for women sends off this hungry scent that turns women off. You call it being aggressive, but women call it being thirsty. Appearing thirsty is a female repellent. Women prefer men who are already getting laid because it's an indication of pre-selection status. Women think, hey, if he's okay to other women, he's okay for me. I didn't make women. If you don't like it, talk to the man upstairs. A confident man who's out just enjoying time with his friends is attractive to women, not the guy who's going around in the club talking to everything with a skirt on. Trust me. Women are watching. You might think nobody's watching, but women are intuitively that way. The worst places to put yourself in a position to meet women are places you naturally think are the best. Nightclubs, lounges, places like that. But in my experience, these are the worst due to the fact women typically visit these places to get their attention fixed for the week or just have fun with their girls. The best places to put yourself in a position to meet women would be doing something you genuinely love doing. For example, if you enjoy car shows, then go to car shows. You're not going to the car show to meet women. You're going to the car show because you enjoy car shows. Now, if by chance you just so happen to meet the woman of your dreams, then that's just a good byproduct. The bottom line is no woman is going to come by your house looking for you, so you have to be out of the house. Doing activities you love to do puts you in a position to meet women without looking for them. Notice those other places are locations where women aren't getting jazzed up to get free attention from men. That's the point. You limit the chances of meeting an attention whore. Just remember, no matter the location, never leave the house to look for women. It takes work to build a rotation and how to handle rejection. For some odd reason, some men think women are just going to fall from the sky. It takes hard work to build your rotation. It takes a lot of dates, a lot of going out to build your female roster. I can remember when I was a teenager going out trying to meet women. I would hit every shopping mall in town and walk around for hours approaching women. I never let rejections deter me from approaching more women. I would simply deflect the rejection, chop it up as insecurity in the woman, and keep approaching more women. I never took the rejections personally. I would simply say to myself something to the effect of, she's afraid of catching feelings for me, or something like that. Men have to understand you have to go through a lot of no's to get to the yeses. Building your empire and building your rotation are pretty much the same when it comes down to the amount of effort it takes to accomplish them. Neither is an easy task. If you are trying to build your rotation, you should be out at least 5 days of the week. When I say out, I mean just that. You are out living a social life of abundance. It's not that you're out to meet women. You are simply out enjoying your life, putting yourself in a position to meet women. You get what you put in. The more you get out, the more opportunities you have to meet women. This should be done after you've gotten your purpose off the ground, of course. Maintaining a rotation is going to be just as much work, if not more, than it was to build your rotation. Sleeping with a lot of women sounds good to every man who hasn't done it, but once you're sleeping with 5, 6, or even 7 women in a rotation, it can be pretty exhausting. Make sure you're hitting the gym to maintain your stamina so you can maintain your rotation. Once you've gone through all the hard work of building your rotation, you don't want to lose it because you're having a hard time pleasing so many women. Dissecting the 4 female strategies. Men need to understand women have strategies just like us, meaning they have a game plan to get what they want also. I break these women down into 4 groups. Materialistic women, relationship women, attention whores, and alpha seekers. The materialistic woman strategy may be the easiest to spot because usually their conversation is typically based around material goods, shopping, traveling, and trying to gauge your earning potential. Common things you'll hear on a date with these women is, where do you work? Where are some of the places you have traveled to? Which college did you attend? Questions like that. They ask these types of questions because they're trying to determine your financial value. As an alpha male in training, I suggest you play along and play naive. Remember, your goal is to get laid. It don't matter how. In actuality, these women are the easiest to sleep with, in most cases, if you know how to play it, because they aren't really concerned with character, sense of humor, SMV, or any of the like. Women seeking relationships tend to be the most difficult to sleep with. I break this group into 2 groups. One is women looking for relationships before they have sex or right after sleeping with a man one time. My issue with this group is they tend to not be the most enjoyable group to be around, hence why they're holding sex hostage to get what they want, which is a relationship. Truth be told, if their personality was up to par, they wouldn't have to hold sex hostage to get a relationship. The bottom line is these women have dated guy after guy, only to still be single due to their personality. At the end of the day, most men demand more than a fat booty to commit to a relationship. Unfortunately, there's always a beta male willing to play these women's waiting game. Just make sure it's not you. The other group is the women who are looking for a relationship, but they're willing to let things materialize. These women are more practical and tend to bring more to the table, hence why they're not withholding sex. What you'll usually hear from these women is, are you open to being in a relationship? They just want to know if you're even open to the idea of being in a relationship. They do this to keep from wasting weeks or months on a guy who isn't even open to a relationship. The attention whore is in a class all by herself. This is the woman who loves to reach out and feed you hope, but never makes dates. Her strategy is to give you just enough hope to keep you pursuing her. She just enjoys the free attention. When encountering an attention whore, employ my strategy of putting the ball into her hands. You simply ask her out, and when she gives you her lame excuse, you simply reply back with, "Hit me up when you have available time to hang out." Leave it at that. And when she hits you again, and she will, trust me, you simply talk for a couple of minutes before repeating the exact same thing again. She'll either make the date or leave you alone. Either way, you win because you're not giving her your attention for free anymore. If you are listening to this book, then you are in luck. The alpha seeker is the female who is looking for true alpha male qualities. These women tend to shit test a lot to weed out the beta males. Beta males cannot stand up to their shit test. Only true alpha males can stand up to these levels of shit test. These are typically the hotter women also, as they have the sexual market value to demand an alpha male. To be fair, all women are alpha seekers, but only a select few have the SMV to demand an alpha male, just like only a select amount of men can demand a beautiful woman. Cold approach. Cold approaching women in the streets without any choosing signals or IOIs can be one of the most intimidating things a man can do in the dating world. We all know women can be rude when a man approaches them in public. The biggest fear men have with cold approaches is not knowing how women will reject them if she's not interested. Will she get loud and cause a scene, or even worse, just act like you're not even standing there? For those reasons mentioned, a lot of men prefer not to cold approach women in the streets anymore. Most men these days prefer to do online dating instead of approaching women in the streets. As we all know, online dating can be easier as far as initiating contact, but keeping women online interested is damn near impossible due to the amount of choices women have online. That's why I prefer men to meet women in public and not online. Now, for the record, I prefer for a man to be focused on his purpose and to let life come to him. I just don't like the fact of chasing tail. I think I'm the king of my reality, and to pursue women who haven't displayed interest is just not my style. With all that being said, there are times when you'll see an attractive woman at the mall, supermarket, places like that, and there just isn't any time for her to send choosing signals. In those rare cases, I'll make an exception and say it's okay to cold approach. Now, what men need to know about cold approaching is that attraction is not a choice. She's either attracted to you or she's not. There's not an approach in the world that's going to get a woman who sees you as a 2 on a scale of 1 to 10 to sleep with you. You need to be at least a 5 for your approach to mean anything. If you are a 5 on a scale of 1 to 10, your approach can be the reason you're getting laid in a couple of weeks or getting rudely rejected. The higher you are on that scale of 1 to 10 to her, the more room for error you have in your approach. Now, the approach I prefer is to go up to a woman and introduce myself. I then ask the woman her name and would she like to get a drink sometime. Remember now, this is a cold approach for a woman who's in a hurry, like the mall or supermarket. So I'm trying to get to the point quickly. This isn't a woman I'm cold approaching in the club, because in a situation like that, I'm not even cold approaching. In a club situation, I would wait for choosing signals or IOIs. If you are cold approaching a woman in a social setting who hasn't sent you choosing signals, something I don't advocate, by the way, you would obviously do a little more small talk than that. You could ask her, "Do you come here often?" or something to that effect. Now, when you're cold approaching women, you need to understand that they are observing your body language and voice pitch during your approach. Nervous body language is a definite turn-off. Nervous body language sends a signal to the woman that you're not on her level. Subconsciously, when we approach a woman we feel like we're entitled to, we are naturally calm and smooth. But in that same situation, when you're face-to-face with a woman you feel is out of your league, or you feel you would be lucky to get, you're going to be nervous because you are fearful of screwing it up. The biggest attraction for a woman is confidence. Confidence is a sign of your status with women. Women are attracted to men who they perceive other women want. Men who have options with women are naturally going to be confident due to the fact that other women find them desirable. These men naturally think, hey, women find me irresistible. Men who don't have many options with women naturally think, women don't find me that appealing. This doubt is what causes the lack of confidence or nervousness. The solution goes back to the self-improvement. The self-improvement is what gives you the confidence and swagger from your increased sexual market value, or SMV. With the increase in SMV, you'll now have the confidence and abundance mindset to approach women with the mindset of, I'm on your level, I deserve you, not, I'll be lucky to get you. Choosing signals. High-value men don't have time to pursue women with low interest. The problem with cold approaches is that they allow women with low interest to waste your time. When you cold approach a woman, you could know from the get-go you don't stand a chance, but since they have nothing better to do Saturday night, they figure they're going to do you a favor by allowing you to take them out Saturday night, even though they have virtually no interest. This is the selfishness and narcissism of some women. There's a solution for women like this. It's called waiting for choosing signals. Women with low interest will not send out signals. Unfortunately, attention whores will. The good news is, attention whores typically want just your attention, but at least attention is free. They simply want to get your attention long enough so you can give them validation. These women like to know that every man they encounter wants to have sex with them. Attention whores enjoy being desired. There are two types of attention whores. There's a kind that just wants your validation by flirting with you, but will reject you when you make a formal approach. And the other type is the one that will give you her number and try to use you for your non-sexual attention by talking on the phone. However, you will notice you never seem to be able to make a date with them. They'll always ask to get back with you, or can they check their schedule? The good news is attention whores typically will not waste your money taking them out. They will, however, waste your time entertaining them on the phone, using you for your non-sexual attention. It's imperative for a man to be able to walk away once he sees these types of characteristics coming from a woman. She's simply not interested in you sexually. All these pitfalls can be negated if a man simply waits for choosing signals. Some of the choosing signals women send off are, they'll stare at you and smile, come stand right next to you to make your approach as easy as possible, or create some ridiculous conversation about nothing. These are grade A choosing signals. I don't believe in flirting because it gives women free attention. Flirting with women also shows a lack of confidence on your part to make a formal approach. That slight hesitation could, and in most cases will, lower the woman's attraction. My attention is not free. If a woman wants my attention, it comes with a price, and that price is sex in the future. So make a formal approach. Don't allow an attention whore to use you for your non-sexual attention. Women are the gatekeepers to sex, so it really doesn't matter if you're attracted to her, because at the end of the day, sex will only happen if she's attracted to you. Attracting women who are out of your league. It's impossible to attract women who are out of your league. The thought itself is a contradiction. The most attractive quality initially to women is confidence. How confident can you truly be if you believe a woman is out of your league? It simply can't be done. Approaching women who you feel are out of your league is a complete waste of time. Women have like a sixth sense detecting men who feel unconfident or not worthy. Women date up, and a man who feels he has higher quality than the woman is most certainly not going to be nervous. He's going to have a calm, smooth presence about himself because he genuinely believes that he deserves the woman. So what's the solution? The solution is to get working on yourself to where you feel entitled to that woman. This is where the self-improvement comes into play. I don't believe confidence and swagger just come from the thin air. You have to work on yourself to get the confidence and swagger to attract the quality of woman you want. Now, it's not the money or new wardrobe that attracts the woman. It's the attitude adjustment that happens when a man feels good about the direction his life is headed. Most guys who listen to this book will say, there's no woman out of their league. Well, if that was the case, why haven't you approached that hot waitress at the bar or that hot chick in your class? Deep down, you haven't approached because you're worried about her attraction level towards you. When you feel entitled to a woman, this thought never enters your mind. So we all meet or see women who we feel we might not measure up to. That hesitation is doubt. Doubt is the fear she might feel she could do better. I advocate men to constantly work on their purpose, bodies, and game until it is oozing out of their pores. This self-assurance is what it takes to attract the upper-level women. Some men are born with this. Unfortunately, most men are not. In a perfect world, every man would just naturally have this confidence and swagger about themselves, but as we all know, this is simply not the case. It takes hitting the gym, improving your finances, improving your wardrobe, and all the rest. As long as you get that magical thing women love called confidence. It don't really matter how you get it, as long as you get it. Being direct with women from the start. There's this big debate going on in the dating and pickup community on whether a man should be more direct from the initial pickup. Here's my problem with this approach and strategy. If a woman has very high initial interest, then having a straightforward approach can work for you. But if you're a 5 or a 6 on a scale of 1 to 10 to that woman, having a straightforward, direct approach more than likely will turn her off. If all you want to sleep with is women with very high initial interest, I'm telling you now that you will be leaving a lot of ass on the table, so to speak. We as men have a lot of things at our disposal to raise a woman's interest. We can use our charisma, humor, or sex appeal. The whole point of going out on dates is to raise a woman's interest to the point where she wants to sleep with you. I've had a few one-night stands in my life. I've also had sex on the first date a few times also. All those women had very high initial interest. All I had to do was not talk myself out of the sex. You don't have to be a seasoned dating coach or have much skill to sleep with women who have very high initial interest. You wouldn't be listening to this book if the only women you were interested in sleeping with were women with very high initial interest. The sole purpose of listening to this book and applying the techniques and strategies in it is to learn how to raise the interest level of women with lukewarm initial interest, and to be frank, going up to a woman you don't know and using sexual innuendo is creepy and could be offensive to some women. Remember, guys, we're living in the Me Too era. You don't need those kinds of problems in your life. Stick to a formal approach. Introduce yourself and ask her, what's her name? Then ask her, would she like to meet up for a drink sometime? If she says yes, simply exchange numbers. This kind of approach has worked for years. I don't see any reason to change it. Women's Age Guide. There are different strategies for different age groups with women. Young women tend to be more visual and less substance than older women, as far as the men they tend to like. When I say young, I'm talking 18 to 28 years old. Younger women prefer alpha males over beta males. Younger women are not concerned at this point about finding a beta male provider as of yet, Because they're having too much fun sleeping around with alpha males. They prefer the alpha males because these guys are looking for the same thing most younger women are looking for. Non-attached, casual sex and excitement. Beta males can be boring and predictable. Alpha males give women the uncertainty that women need to engage their emotions. In a perfect world, women would be as logical as us, but they're not. Women are emotional, which means they have to engage their emotions from time to time. Without this engagement of emotions, women simply can't build an attachment. Younger women aren't concerned with a credit score, stability, any of that. They're more concerned with superficial things. An expensive car, jewelry, clothes, those things are good enough for them at this point. In my opinion, this makes them the easiest to sleep with. I don't advise men to bankrupt their bank account to impress some young, hot 22-year-old, but if your finances are in order, then this is one of the perks to having your life together. The next age group, 28 to 38 years old, is when a woman starts to seek out the beta male provider. Once a woman reaches this age, the alpha male is no longer at the top of their priority list. Women know they're starting to lose their superpowers, so to speak, and now they're trying to land a beta male provider while they still have some beauty left. Women realize that the longer they wait, the more of their standards they're going to have to lower to get a man, since men are primarily physical. In other words, the longer she waits, the lower quality of man she can attract. And by quality, that usually means resources, since she's now looking to start a family and settle down. This age group wants a good credit score, home, stability in the form of a steady job. No startup companies will usually do at this point. Of course, as with anything, there's always exceptions, but typically this will be the case. You need to be steady in your career before these women will take you seriously. Don't get me wrong, they'll still step out with the alpha male from time to time, but generally speaking, they will not consider the alpha for anything serious outside of having sex, unless he's an all-around alpha male. An all-around alpha male is an alpha male who's alpha with the ladies and an alpha male in the business world. The last age group is 38 and over. To be quite honest, most of these women are quite delusional. A lot of these women don't realize they are past their prime. A lot of these women think they're entitled to a top-notch man making six figures a year, 6 feet tall, and a six-pack. To be honest, I don't understand why a man who was on his purpose and grind would take an older woman seriously. Let's think about this for a second. This is probably the same woman who didn't even notice you when she was young and hotter. She was too busy screwing the alpha. Now that she's past her prime, she wants you to come in and save her. Now the tables have turned, so to speak, and now you have the higher sexual market value. You should be pursuing hotter, younger women. Let her go find a granddaddy to be her beta male provider. Don't let women who didn't even notice you when you were younger use you for your resources and stability now that they are past their prime years. The only caveat I would make in this situation is if it's a purely sexual relationship. When to call. Getting a woman's number is only the beginning of the challenge to having sex with her. It takes confidence to get a woman's number, but, unfortunately, a woman wants to test your confidence even more. She needs to find out how many other female options you have. I know you're wondering how she's going to go about doing this. Only thing a woman has to do is just be a little difficult. Men who have options don't tolerate women's crap. Men with options don't call the next day. They're too busy conquering the world. Men with options have other women they're already dating. Men with options can't just fit a woman into their schedule on a whim. It could take a man with options anywhere from a week to a month to make the initial call or text. I know what you're thinking. Isn't the woman going to be upset? That's just the point. Men with options don't care. Men with options could care less that some woman they haven't even been on a date with yet is butthurt that they didn't call or text right away. Men with options.